Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. Friends, it is Friday, and it is your host, TEDx speaker and best-selling author, Jonathan Jones. I'm amped today because I'm going to share with you three nuggets to get what you want out of life, plain and simple. We're going to start off a little bit differently today, and I want to kick things off bringing you the Apple review of the week. That's right. Each week, we're going to start unwrapping or dropping a review from one of you all, the listeners, who've taken the time to share. And so we're going to get right into it. This is from Proud Ayla. And she said, I tried out episode 16's Monday Motivation as I meditated while working out this morning. I could kick myself for not tuning in sooner. Those 3 minutes had a powerful punch, a great refresher to help focus in on what's important instead of comparing and contrasting ourselves against what we see in those around us, in which society has influenced us to believe. Proud Ayla, we want to thank you for taking time to tune into the podcast, as well as we want to let you all know that if you leave a review, we are going to continue, like I said, to share a review once a week, just taking time to reflect on you, the listener, on your feedback, and how we can continue to improve the podcast. So let's go ahead and get into today's segment. I want to share with you just the time I would go to the store. Typically, it was Albertsons, if any of you remember Albertsons. I would go to Albertsons with my mom. And we're just rolling around in the grocery store. You know, being a kid, I would always walk beside my mother with the buggy. And then she would push it. I'm just roaming beside her. And then we'd pull into the counter to check out. And then I would look at my mom and I'd smile. And then she'd look at me and say, I'd look back at my mom. Then I would say, Mom, looking up at her, smiling once more. She would look at me again and say, boy, what are you doing? Then I would look at my mom. I would give her the nudge. I would say, Mom. Then I would hold these Shock Tarts in my hand. I'd say, Mom. And then eventually, after we loaded all the items up on the conveyor belt, and then the cashier would check us out. That day we left the store and I was Shock Tartless. Womp, womp, womp. And specifically, the reason I want to share this story today is because this is something that I faced at a very young age. This is something that I realized that ultimately has plagued me throughout my life. I never was able to truly get what I wanted going through my life because right there, it was me, asking for Shock Tarts. Other times, it was me being too scared to ask for a young lady's number, or even getting to a point in the earlier stages of my business where I was scared to even ask for my true worth, which I knew I was worth, which I knew that people should be paying me, but I never made it a priority to ask clearly for what I wanted. So today, I just wanted to share and really focus in on that point. Because the topic of today's episode is how to get what you want out of life. Just three quick nuggets on how to get what you want out of life. So we're going to go ahead and get straight into the application as well as the three points that I wanted to share. The first one, we have to learn to be firm in our ask. I want this. Although I realize, yes, sometimes that it can be truly uncomfortable to ask for the things that you desire at times. I know. I understand. So therefore, when you ask, if you're nervous or, you know, you begin to say, I'll take this or then you make a request, but then you begin to renege on the request that you already asked. You then begin to either devalue yourself or begin to talk yourself out of the deal before you even fully land it because you spoke too soon. This was something that I had to learn because I would make a request. And then people would, you know, wait or they would look at me or they would sit on the phone. And then I'd start saying, well, I'll take this. And then before I even knew it, I was talking myself out of my own worth. We have to be firm in our ask. We ask for what we want. We ask for what we desire. And then we let that breathe. We let the other person or the other party respond. Secondly, we have to be honest in our ask. Because there have been times where I've asked for things or I wasn't clear about what I was asking for or why I was asking for it. I would begin to fabricate a story of why I wanted something. And then once that lie was eventually found out, then that ultimately resulted in me getting rejected. So we have to begin to practice integrity in our ask, because lying only leads to further lying, and ultimately you never get what you truly desire. So ask with integrity, be honest in your ask. And then that way people will see your heart and they'll be more prone to say yes if they were going to, based off the integrity of the ask. But third, and most importantly, ask. You have to ask. You can never expect to get a true response if you never even take the time to ask. It's plain and simple. Passivity gets you no progress. Just ask people for what you want. Too often, I personally have missed out on opportunities or whatever it might have been because I never took the time to ask the question, i.e., once again, the shock tarts. I used to love shock tarts, especially the blue ones. If any of you grew up with shock tarts, you know the blue ones, you only get about two or three in the pack. They're like gold. So anyway, that's another story. That's another story for another day. So stop being scared to ask people for what you desire. The worst they can say is yes. Well, the best they can say is yes, or the worst they can say is no. Even though a no does not always stop there. Sometimes a no can mean not right now. Some of you might say, John, well, this is common sense. John, why did you even do an episode on this? This isn't even a secret. My response to you would be just take a moment and just think about the last time when you were passive when it came time to asking for what you wanted. I'll wait. Do, 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 do. Anyway, I'm sure it didn't even take you that long to come up with something because you know you've been in this situation recently. If we're being real, you've been here recently, unless you're just a gorilla and you just get everything that you want out of life because you're never scared of anything. You're never scared of anybody. And you just ask for everything that you want. And if that's you, well, continue to get your gorilla on then. G-Unit. And now I just want to take a moment and transition to the challenge of the week. The challenge of the week is pretty simple. Get off your ask. That's right. I said get off your ask this weekend. Because the only way to get what you really want, and the only way to get what you truly desire, is you have to ask for it. So get off that thing and make that request known clearly so that nobody can say that you never asked for what you could have had and you just missed out on an opportunity because you were too nervous, too scared, too afraid to ask. So ask that question this weekend. Apply that this weekend because you deserve to win. And why should you not? Now for the winner circle of the week. Can I get a drum roll, please? This week, we want to welcome into the winner circle Miss Paula Faith Ewers. She is the chief planner of Truly Ewers, and you can find her on Instagram, and that's Truly, TRULYEWERS. I'm going to have the information down in the show notes, but let's just learn a little bit more about Miss Paula Faith. She's the youngest of six, where she has been instrumental in planning and designing events, and she quickly became the self-proclaimed family party planner. That's real. That's real. She has always had an eye for detail, precision, and originality. Paula's experience working in this industry more than 7 years has made her an expert in planning intimate events for 10 to lavish grand affairs for more than 200 plus guests. Can we cue the applause, please? Cue the applause. This experience has given her the opportunity to work for people with diverse backgrounds and various cultures. Paula is not just your certified event planner. No. She's your support system. She's your guide. She's your advocate. She's there to lead you every step of the way from beginning of your vision up until the very last person leaves your event. Can we get the applause one more time, please? Clearly, Paula plays no games when it comes to this event planning business. So I just wanted to take a moment to recognize Paula because I've seen her Instagram. I've seen how intentional she is when it comes to planning events. If you would like to get to know more information about her or visit her website, you can go to Truly, Truly Ewers, events.com to see her work in real time. Or you can do like I do sometimes. And I live vicariously through the experiences, i.e. the events and the weddings she posts on her Insta stories at Truly Ewers. But don't tell her that. Once again, can we give it up for Miss Paula Faith Ewers? We're definitely going to have her information down in the show notes, have her links and stuff like that, so that you, if you have an event coming up, or hey, if you just happen to have proposed to somebody, Paula will definitely make sure that you are well taken care of. So our Winner Circle recipient this week is Miss Paula Faith Ewers. And now the quote of the week actually happens to be a poem of the week, if you will. And this was something my father would always recite to me and my brother. He said this was something that stuck with him when he was in college and all that good stuff. So we would always hear him walk around the house and say this. And then some of this actually stuck. What did I do? Googled it. Duh. And now I just wanted to share this with you so that you can, one, make your ask known this week, and also so that you can feel inspired going into this week, ready to attack and ready to take hold of what you desire. We're going to go ahead and get into it. And it reads, if you think you're beaten, you are. If you think you dare not, you don't. If you like to win but think you can't, it's almost certain you won't. If you think you'll lose, you're lost. For out of the world we find, success begins with the fellow's will. It's all in the state of mind. If you think you are outclassed, you are. If you've got to think high to rise, you've got to be sure of yourself before you can ever win a prize. Life's battles don't always go to the stronger or the faster man. But soon or late, the man who wins is the man who thinks he can. And this is by Walter D. Wintley. And I just want to share that because if you desire what you truly say you desire, or you want to ask for what you say you want to ask for, then make that known. And you're the winner, because just like this poem tells us, it's the man who thinks he can. It's the woman who thinks she can. Those individuals are the one who deserve to get what they ask for because they believe that they can get it. They believe that they should have it, and they know in their heart that they want it. So I just want to share that with you to encourage you going into this weekend as you get ready to kick back, relax, maybe drink some lemonade under the sunshade. I don't know what you do over the weekend. However, I would just encourage you to think you can this weekend and then make that thing known. Now, as we get ready to close out the show, if you would like to submit a topic, or even if you would like to sponsor the podcast, shoot us an email to jonathan@jonathanjonesspeaks.com, or if you have an upcoming event and you're looking to book me as a speaker or even place an order for an autographed copy of Process, visit jonathanjonesspeaks.com. Friends, once again, thank you for tuning in. We greatly appreciate each and every review that we get on iTunes because you are showing us how we can improve. You're showing us how we can get better. And most importantly, you're showing us how we add value to you, the listener. So we would encourage you to leave a helpful review and you might have a chance of getting called out on the podcast next week. And lastly, friends, say it with me. Let's go ahead and close this thing out. Say it with me. Speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?